Now, after the pool, another thing I love there is the vendors. The vendors are fucking phenomenal. If you've never been to a community like kink event, like a big one, a week-long one, something that's over a weekend or something where that has vendors. Vendors are phenomenal. They had like 7 vendor tents and oh my God. And the one tent, the Leather by Danny, had to have been my favorite by far. Like some of the toys he has are just exquisite. So I bought a corset from one of the other tents, this lovely black leather corset that zips up the front and really makes my tits pop for another dominatrix outfit because I needed one. Put it with some boots and, well, I'm good to go whip some boys into shape. So I bought the corset and I went up to the Leather by Danny tent, and I have never been to a vendor tent I have enjoyed more. Just the cuffs are phenomenal. I ordered a full custom set of cuffs, collar, leash, blindfold, these back binders, and then these bondage straps, which, oh God, I can't wait till they come in so I can use them. I'll tell you a story when I do, okay? But I go up to this tent, and the first toy I just had to buy before everything else was this lovely leather strap. It was a gift, honestly, but I picked it out, and this strap is so much better than a normal strap. A normal strap is lovely, don't get me wrong, especially it has some steel boning in between the leather. It gives it this nice, sturdy, just smack, this thud. If you like a thud, these straps are the way to go. They allow me to hit harder because I love hitting hard. I love putting force behind my hits. I love that giant sound that just thwap. And then again and again, and I want to hit harder and faster and longer and just really wail on somebody. And if somebody's not a huge masochist, I can't normally do that very well because, you know, you don't want to take somebody past their limits outside of fantasy. And with a strap, you can really put a lot more force into it and it'll still hurt, but it's a thuddy kind of pain that people can take better than like a straight wooden paddle or something. So I bought this lovely fucking strap that's special. It's like a split strap, and I can open it. And for the whole weekend, I was using the strap as a way to make one of my slaves heal. So I would put it around the back of his neck, and the handle would be in the front. And I would just kind of hold that with my fist and then stick out my elbow against his chest. So I was kind of holding him in that position where he can't help but walk exactly where I want him to, exactly how I want him to. So I kind of hold this position with my fist kind of above my tit and my elbow back behind my shoulder. And I would just make him heal. And I would walk him around camp like that. And it was very nice. I'm teaching him because I'm short, and a lot of my slaves are taller than me. It's like, I don't care if I'm shorter. You will walk behind me. You will walk in your proper position. And whenever I feel like it, I can just take the strap off from around the neck and beat him. Like if we're standing in line, I get bored or something, you know. Just beat him. It's so great. Now, Thursday was fun, just running around, putting guys on leashes, making them sit next to me. My one favorite thing is when I go to talk to some of the other campers, I can just sit down in a camp chair and have one or sometimes multiple subs sitting in front of me and just using my hands, petting them on the head. It's a very affectionate thing. Sometimes if somebody speaks to them, they're allowed to talk back, but otherwise it's more speak when spoken to type deal. They're simply there for me to touch, or if I need them to, I'll snap my fingers and point and they'll turn into proper little footstools. Honestly, my plan for the next time I come to summer camp is I'm going to have one slave just be... it'll be a service position, I suppose. I'm going to find someone to basically follow me around with a chair the whole weekend, like one of the fold-up camp chairs. And whenever I stop to talk to people, and I'm stopped for more than like 30 seconds, he'll hastily assemble the chair behind me. And then just when he has it ready, kind of like take my elbow and lead me to sit down. And then pop in front of me to be a proper little footstool. And I'll just put my feet on top of him and continue talking. I don't want to acknowledge him at all, so I won't. Whoever I do this to, it's going to be an objectification thing. If someone speaks to them, they can speak, of course. But for the most part, they're there to set up the chair and be my footstool and be ignored while I talk to other people. And then when I'm done talking to that person, and this could be anywhere from 2 minutes to a half hour, I simply get up and walk away to the next place I want to walk. And behind me, the poor little objectified slave will have to struggle to get the chair together and get off of his knees and then run after me and to set up at the next place. I think it'd be a really, really fun scene. But Friday, let's go on to Friday. Friday was a lot of fun. Shibby may have gotten a little drunker on Friday. And that always makes me like girls more. I don't know. I really like looking. I like touching. I like playing with. I don't actually really like to fuck them that much. But then again, I haven't really gotten into the strap-on thing too much yet. Maybe once I do, it will be more fun when I have a cock to shove inside of them. But I was walking to the dungeon, and I see this scene being played out. And there's a girl stretched out on a rack. Her top half completely just open. And then wearing pants. And I was invited to touch. I do so love to touch. So I walked up and ran my hands over her beautiful skin. See these lovely tits, probably about C cups, just so cute with these perky little tiny nipples just sticking out. And I loved running my fingers over them. And she was just completely restrained, her arms above her head in a rack-like position on this swinging piece of equipment. So if I wanted to, I could have just swung her back and forth. And just rubbing my hands over her, just glorying in how beautiful her skin was. How lovely her belly, that lovely little curve of the belly. I love the curves on women, you know? Just graceful, beautiful curves everywhere. They're a little bit more fleshy than men, and I love it. And I moved my hand down lower, and I asked her owner for permission. And I had permission to touch over the pants. And they were just sweatpants, so I could still feel everything, just touch everything, play with everything. It was a really fun experience for me, and it's something that's very common at these camps is people kind of have a please touch thing going on. You know, you can play with their toy, play with their slave, and well, I'm not a huge fan of sharing my slaves that much. I'm kind of possessive, and if someone is really truly mine, the idea of someone else touching them is infuriating. But I mean, to play with other people, it can be fun. I just stroked my hand over that soft flesh, made her squirm and wiggle as I looked into her face and realized that it was somebody I had talked to earlier at the dinner. And it was just very surreal. Like, this is a stranger. I've talked to her once, and I didn't even recognize her until after I started playing with her. And she was a thinking, talking, conversive human being, and now she's stretched out, helpless, swinging, and I can do anything her owner lets me do to her. I just love camp.